therefore, Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss will be the candidates going forward.
Conservative Party MPs have spoken. Now grassroots members will decide whether former Chancellor Rishi Sunak or Foreign Secretary Liz Truss should go on to be party leader and Britain's next Prime Minister. Both are divisive characters. Both have the experience of high office. Truss promises what she calls a truly conservative economic agenda, tax cuts and a hike in defence spending.
I'm the person who can go into number 10, I can hit the ground running and I can get things done.
Sunak says he'll stabilise the economy, ease the cost of living crisis and win the next election.
The question now for our members is, who is the best person to defeat Keir Starmer and the Labour Party at the next election? I believe I'm the only candidate who can do that.
And there's a further distinction between the two. While Liz Truss is seen as the candidate most likely to continue Boris Johnson's brand of populist politics, Rishi Sunak isn't popular in Downing Street, where he's seen as having betrayed Johnson, earning him the distrust of party members. A poll of those very party members who will elect the next Prime Minister suggests that Liz Truss is far more likely to win than Rishi Sunak. Before the focus shifted to a very public summer leadership campaign, there was time for Parliament to say goodbye to Boris Johnson at his final session at the dispatch box in Prime Minister's questions.
I do know that the relationship between a Prime Minister and Leader of the Opposition is never easy, and this one's proved no exception to the rule. But I would like to take this opportunity to wish him, his wife and his family the best for the future.
Johnson had this advice for his successor.
Number one, stay close to the Americans, stick up for the Ukrainians, stick up for freedom and democracy everywhere.
Johnson's relatively short tenure included, he said, restoring the UK's independence from Europe and battling the pandemic. But then a string of scandals brought his office into disrepute.
And Mr. Speaker, I want to thank everybody here and hasta la vista. Baby, thank you.
Johnson exited the House of Commons to rousing applause. The next Prime Minister will be named on September the 5th. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, London.